This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Celebrity Trash brought to you by the Walnut Creek 4th Annual Oktoberfest at Civic Park on Saturday, October 20th from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. A little Oktoberfest action. That sounds like a party. Hey. Okay, we're going to start with the Billboard Hot 100. These are the best songs in the country at this moment. The biggest, right. Anyway. I don't know if they're the best. We'll start with number 100. Jason Aldean and Miranda Lambert, Drowns the Whiskey. So we'll skip up to that. Peaked at 32, by the way. There's a lot of new stuff in the top 10 this week. Thank God.
Oh, good.
Yeah. It's all songs we're not going to like, though.
You don't know that.
Well, you're right. Debuting at number 10. Oh, yeah. Debuting at number 10 is a Lil Wayne. There's a lot of Lil Wayne, too. His The Carter 5 came out.
That's correct. Like him.
This is Lil Wayne featuring Travis Scott. It's called Let It Fly. Number 9 is Drake, In My Feelings. It's almost over for Kiki. Coming in at number 8 is 5 Seconds of Summer, Youngblood.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Pretty hooky.
Lil Wayne, All By Himself, debuting in 7th place with a song called Uproar. I love that one. Travis Scott, Sicko Mode, is number 6.
Is this the kid in the Samsung Galaxy ad?
I haven't
seen
the
ad. For the video
ad.
Game?
Let me see.
I think he's in a...
He's the... All I really know about him is he is the father of Kylie Jenner's kid. And he had that blow-up head of himself on top of the record store.
I think
store.
He's in a Galaxy ad.
He is in a Galaxy
it's
ad.
It's like a little girl who's dreaming of going pro in gaming.
Oh. I think I've seen
I'm
that
sure
ad.
I'm sure you've seen it. It's everywhere.
How funny.
And they're actually advertising the phone, but it's about this phone is so good for gaming.
Mm.
And it's her going up through the ranks, and he's in... Anyway, sorry.
Here's another debut song. Lil Wayne featuring Triple XXXTentacion, who has since passed, Don't Cry, at number 5. All Post right. Malone's Better Now is number 4.
You know what I find funny about this guy I saw online was that he cut his hair.
Oh.
And he was like, please don't stop listening to my music.
Now that my hair's gone.
And people just jumped all over him like, you look so corny now. Get your hair back. Where's your man bun?
See, somebody just cast him in something. Hold on, let me see if I can find it real quick. Listen to this song while I'm...
All right.
Yeah, he is going to be in a movie called Wonderland. It's a Mark Wahlberg movie.
All right.
This will be his first acting role. I assume they're going to make up over the always tired on his face.
Oh, that's not the only thing on his face. He's got barbed wire along his forehead and
this
some other
is,
stuff.
Yeah, like, I don't know, a little weird.
Creeping out the side. What right. is that, like tree branches or something?
Yeah. He, this is, did you ever read any of the Robert Parker Spencer novels? There's a ton of them. They're great. They're just little mysteries. He's like an investigator, I think. I've read a bunch of them.
Okay.
I definitely have read some Spencer novels. So this is, it's based on that. Robert, let's see here. Yeah, part of the Spencer series, fictional character, detective novels, initially written by mystery writer Parkins. And then I guess that, Parker, and then Atkins, this dude, Ace Atkins, took over the character. I think maybe Robert Parker died or something. Anyway.
Good for him.
Yeah.
Oh, there he is with his haircut, too.
Oh, let's see the hair.
It's not even that, like, okay.
Yeah. I don't know if anyone would have necessarily noticed. I guess Man Bun fans would
have. His fans would have noticed.
Yeah.
It was really long before.
God, he looks really scuzzy. Anyway. Post Malone is going to be in a Mark Wahlberg film, so it'll be his first acting role. I knew I had that story somewhere. And he's got the fourth best song in the country at this moment. Jumping up to number 3, Juice WRLD, Lucid Dreams. Debuting at number 2 is another Lil Wayne song featuring Kendrick Lamar. This one is called Mona Lisa.
So I played this one for New Music Friday that one time. But I want you to hear the Kendrick part, okay, because we all like Kendrick, right?
Yeah. And number one, I think this is the second week in a row that Maroon 5 has been number one. Maroon 5 and Cardi B, Girls Like You. I need a girl like you, yeah, yeah.
And a quick note about Cardi B. She's at 11 with I Like It. Remember that?
Oh, that just dropped out. Well, listen, a lot of people got dropped out because there's four new songs, all from Lil Wayne. In fact, I just wanted to quickly, we weren't here Monday, so we didn't do the charts, but there are four new records at the top of the charts. The only other new thing in the top 10 was a Tom Petty record, An American Treasure. That was the 100 million track, six album collection, An American Treasure. It sold about 34,000 copies, so it debuted in ninth place. Debuting in fourth place is the new Kevin Gates record, 78,000 copies of Luca Brasi 3. Cher sold 153,000 copies of her Dancing Queen record. 167,000 copies for Logic's new record, YSIV, or YS4. And Lil Wayne was number one. The Carter 5 sold 480,000 copies.
Wow.
There's the Kendrick one. And that was the highest debut. I'm actually surprised he didn't get a number one. 38% of people are still pirating music.
I saw that story this morning and it just choked on that.
They're actually saying it's just so easy now because there's something called a stream capture. I'm not sure what you're capturing it to, because certainly cassettes aren't happening anymore. And you'd think with all the streaming that there'd be a decline in stolen songs. Like, well, who needs to do that? I can get that song anytime I want. I'll just go to YouTube or some streaming device. According to a new report by the International Federation of the Phonographic Industry, 38% of consumers are still 38% are still pirating music. They're just adjusting their methods. The most popular way is the stream ripping. It accounts for about 32% of music copyright infringement, illegal downloads through cyber lockers or peer-to-peer account for another 23%, and 17% use a search engine to just find illegal files. They're saying
they still have the BitTorrents apparently, which is
people have put pieces up and
the
then
gathering
the thing puts it
of,
together.
Right.
People still like free stuff, so it doesn't surprise us. That's the IFPI, the International IFP, International Federation of the Phonographic Industry. It's relatively easy to pirate music, which is a difficult thing for us to say. There are a lot of people engaged in this. 86% of all listeners use on-demand music streaming services, and most people, 52%, use video streaming sites like YouTube to listen to music. If you can set up YouTube now, it'll just play one thing after another.
Oh, so this stream capturing or stream ripping here is basically just taking streaming content and making them into permanent files. So essentially you're just, whether you're listening to YouTube or Amazon Music,
you're
or
just caching Spotify, it on your on
right.
Your
it's computer. Gonna be on your phone or in your hard drive, right. Whatever it is. So that's
and then you
the
own
new
it.
Way.
All right. And you're not paying through a stream or whatever. Yoko Ono. Yesterday would have been the 78th birthday of John Lennon. And so she recently got a writing credit on Imagine, the song. He said, you know, I was just being selfish.
I'm excited about this.
Are you?
Because
we listened to it this morning and it's exactly what you think it's going to be. So Yoko Ono did a performance of John Lennon's Imagine. It doesn't sound, well, it does sound something like this, but it's Yoko the whole time, so.
Oh, that
all
was
right.
good. That was good.
So if
I'm
going to
stick with his version myself.
I mean, it is wonderful, but.
Nothing against her.
No.
No offense.
Okay. I know. That's funny. Well, you know. I don't know really what to say about it. I mean, frankly, it's the best performance I've ever heard from her.
Oh, there you go. That's nice.
How about that, right?
Very well
I
done.
Mean, usually she's just screeching.
Yeah, is it better than the screeching?
It's like a cat caught in a bear trap. Greatest Showman.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Sit down and watch that with your kid, yeah, bro?
People.
Nope.
All right.
People love this movie and this soundtrack so much that they have announced The Greatest Showman Reimagined. It looks like Pink, Sarah Bareilles, Kelly Clarkson, Panic at the Disco. There's a. just a ton of people who are all taking songs from it, recording their own versions.
Oh, cool.
And they're compiling it for a new record. They're calling it one of the biggest selling albums of 2018, and it was absolutely constantly in the top 10. And it looks like November 16th, we'll get fresh takes.
Oh, great.
All the amazing. So we'll get to hear that in a month or so.
I love this song. Oh, so good. Never, never.
Go, Hooman.
Never, never. Never for me. Never.
Can you honestly say that you've listened to that not while watching the movie?
Oh, I have watched that YouTube video of that song probably 27 times.
Do you
times.
Not listen to the record in your car? I'm surprised.
I didn't download. I just, I'll, you know, if I'm, whatever, I'm like, you know, winding down from the day and I want.
You got to put on a little
I
want
to warm my heart before I go to bed.
You put that on YouTube.
And I'm,
this is my jam from the movie.
I don't love this
You
song.
Love this one?
Yeah,
kids.
I like this one.
I don't
one.
Like the kids
This
singing.
Is the inspiring
I'm
part
a big
of the
fan
movie.
Of children singing.
It's children. With dreams, you know? I like that.
You like kids
children
singing?
With dreams.
I mean,
I don't like kids
sometimes.
Singing.
I like kids singing.
Kids in the corner.
Quickly, I didn't get to do this yesterday in any kind of full form because we were talking with Matt Nathanson, one of his heroes, Def Leppard. He met up with Joe Elliott from Def Leppard. He's the singer. So I had mentioned quickly that they'd been nominated in this year's crop for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, but I wanted to give you the full list. So they've got 15 nominees. Probably 5 or 6 will make it in. So there'll be plenty of room for people to complain about who's not nominated and who is. The big names are, let's see, Def Leppard. Devo is nominated.
I love Devo.
I know you do. Janet Jackson, LL Cool J, Radiohead, Rage Against the Machine, Stevie Nicks, The Cure, Todd Rundgren, The Zombies, John Prine, Kraftwerk, MC5, Roxy Music, and Rufus featuring Chaka Khan. To be eligible, you had to have had a single or album released in 1993 or earlier. The final class they'll announce in December. Usually it's 5 or 6 acts that get inducted, and the ceremony will happen in New York City on March 29th. And I'm not sure that Matt Nathanson will be there. He's actually part of the voting body, and mm-hmm. he had said that over the last few years he's gotten to go to all of the rehearsals. And
he loves it.
He seemed to be gushing about it. But I know he's here. We've got a couple of Matt Nathanson dates in March, so I'm not sure if he'll be at this one. 6 of the nominated acts.
It'll be funny if they get rescheduled, won't it?
It will.
We'll know why.
Def Leppard, Devo, John Prine, Roxy Music, Stevie Nicks, and Todd Rundgren. They were all nominated for the first time this year, but all of them have been eligible before. So that means actually no artists who just became eligible this year were nominated. So they must not have been impressed by the new blood.
Should Devo get in?
Sure. I like Devo.
You do?
The biggest, so here are the people who were first eligible this year and didn't get nominated. Beck, Matthews, Sheryl Crow, Blink-182, Cake, hello, Counting Crows, Everclear, Jeff Buckley, Outkast, The Roots, Snoop Dogg, Faith Hill, Kenny Chesney. Those people were all eligible as of this year, and none of them were nominated.
They got time.
Previous nominees who didn't get renominated this year include Nine Inch Nails, The Smiths, The Replacements, Depeche Mode, Bad Brains, Jane's Addiction, Eurythmics, Graham Parsons. They've all been nominated in the past and didn't get in. There is open voting, and you can vote in person, actually, if you go to the Rock Hall Museum in Cleveland.
This morning, one of the articles I stumbled upon put out by Loudwire was Def Leppard's albums ranked worst to best.
Okay.
So the best, I don't even know, there's an album X or 10. That was in 2002, you know it?
And they ranked it as number one?
No, they ranked it as 10th.
Oh, okay.
Euphoria, 99, comes in at 9. Songs from the Sparkle Lounge from 08.
I don't know that one.
Def Leppard, 2015?
No, self-titled? Also don't know that one.
Slang from 96?
No,
okay,
I don't
right,
know that. So that was sort of in the lost area between when they sort of resurged. And
okay, so here's
heyday.
The top 5.
Okay.
Def Leppard albums of all time.
Okay.
On Through the Night from 1980 comes in at number 5.
Oh, what's the hit on that? I don't think I know that one.
That's the first one with that I saw on MTV, I think. I don't know what
the hit is. I wonder what the hit is.
Rock Brigade, On Through the Night, Wasted.
Here, look at the track list.
This is the
Rocks
track list.
Off.
Oh, Rocks Off, maybe.
You know that?
Maybe. I can't read it from here.
Adrenalize came in at number 4. High and Dry from 81.
That's a great album.
I think that's the big one. Bringing on the Heartbreak. That's mm-hmm. Pyromania comes in at number 2 of the all-time best Def Leppard records. And number 1 is?
Hysteria.
Yeah.
They're all good. They're fine.
It's funny because his love of Def Leppard is genuine.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you'd think it's ironic,
no,
kinda.
He loves them.
Like, almost mockingly loves them.
He did a tribute album.
I know,
to them.
That's what I'm saying. So, like, there's that sort of, some people love things sort of tongue-in-cheekly,
mm-hmm.
but he really loves them.
Oh, turn this on, this is fun. When you get that feeling, you gotta stop believing. So funny. Matt Nathanson loves them. That's awesome. Did a 6-song EP tribute to them. Amazing. What's coming up with the news, Vin?
Halloween makes the news. Actually, the holidays make the news. And more after these.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's hump day. And right now, we'll take caller number 9. At 800-400-3697 and give you a pair of passes to our annual Sarah and Vinny Halloween Secret Show. It's a secret show and you gotta go. It's at the Punchline in San Francisco. And you have to be over 21 to win these tickets because it's going to be crazy. We'd love to see you there. It's middle of the day on Halloween day, 11 to 1. You got to be able to get yourself down to downtown San Francisco. You know, consider public transportation as well. But we'd love to have you at our Halloween Secret Show. So if you're calling 9 right now, you're on the list. 800-400-3697. Yeah. Oh.
Are you guys all right?
Something happened to our machine over here, so I can't play the Alice
report.
Don't worry. We'll fix it.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the Humane Society Silicon Valley's Tales and Ales, happening Saturday, October 13th. Get your tickets at talesales.org. So it is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and I've been meaning to mention that and maybe throw, you know, some worthy charities a quick plug. One of them that gets an A-plus rating is Breast Cancer Research Foundation. Oh. So what I looked up was, because I know of Komen,
yeah.
We did a bunch of work with them early on in our time here, but the Breast Cancer Research Foundation gets an A-plus rating.
Oh.
And this is...
So if you're going to make a donation,
right,
that's a worthy cause.
People looked into it to see exactly how much of the money that's donated gets pushed back mm-hmm. out, and that the people that work there aren't overpaid. There's a lot of things that go into the ranking, but Breast Cancer Research Foundation, if you're looking to make an October Breast Cancer Awareness Month donation,
very
is
nice.
A worthwhile place.
Thank you, Vinny.
Here's what else is happening. Google's new phone was released yesterday, and the phone stopped having new stuff, I think. You know, like, for a while there, they were making such leaps from version to version.
Google was.
Well, all the phones in general.
Yes.
I feel like we went from the BlackBerry
mm-hmm.
to this iPhone, and from that iPhone, each one sort of had these big, giant
major
leaps.
Things, right.
And now we're... Now we've become like their little
increments.
They're
just trying to get another phone out of
right.
us.
Right. And it's gotten ridiculous. Like, right. I'm not doing it. I'm not buying another one. Forget it.
Right. Well, I'm like really happy with my 6. If it would just continue to run the way it was running, I would probably never.
Well,
there haven't been so many advancements.
There's been a leap since the 6.
Really? Like,
it's
what?
It's time. The screens are better. They're faster. They are. But Google's finally released something new that seems useful.
Tell me.
So the new phone is called the Pixel 3. The new thing they've released is called Call Screen. When you get a call, a robot can answer it for you.
Oh.
It'll transcribe what the person is saying, and you can pick a reply for the robot to say to them. So it doesn't go to voicemail. It actually allows you to see who's this calling me. Mm. So if it's the Chinese consulate, isn't that the one you were getting for a while there? Yeah. Then you'll know that this is not.
But if it's a friend of mine and it just they're not showing up as a contact.
This is a chance for you to respond to them without ever having to talk.
I see.
Do you want that?
That sounds good.
It doesn't sound bad, does it?
It sounds really good.
It's pretty good. They say that all of the Google phones will eventually get this rolled out to them next month. But the Google Pixel 3 will have this new feature, which for those of you who hate answering your phone, you now will never have to do that again.
Fantastic.
So, you know, that person where you're like, Mom, don't call here. Now you don't ever have to tell her that again.
Right.
She clearly isn't listening to you and you can deal with her.
And I can have a robot tell her, Mom, don't call here anymore.
Or
maybe
tell
she'll
her
listen to the robot.
Whatever it is she needs.
Right.
A woman went on plentyoffish.com to find someone to kill her ex-boyfriend. 20-year-old.
Is that available at Plenty of Fish?
I thought Avalone Fishback. That's her name.
Her name is Avalone Fishback?
No, Avalone.
Oh.
Fishback. Lives in Guthrie, Oklahoma. She recently went on the dating app Plenty of Fish right after her boyfriend dumped her.
Hmm.
She wanted someone to kill him. She started chatting with two different guys and tried to hire them as hitmen. She made offers to at least four men total, including two on Plenty of Fish, one guy on Snapchat, and a fourth who says she offered him $600 to do it.
Oh, boy. Big spender.
$600 to kill somebody.
People aren't doing that. It's going to have to be a lot more money than that. It's going to have, there's no price, is what I meant to say.
So that was going to be my question before you just saved yourself.
Hmm.
What's it cost for you to kill somebody?
You can't afford me.
Really?
Yeah.
One of the Plenty of Fish guys actually agreed to do it for $1,000, but she backed out.
Oh.
When he said he was already facing charges for something else, so she thought he might have too much heat on him.
Hmm.
One of the other guys she met on Plenty of Fish decided to go to the cops, and now she's facing charges for first degree.
I can't believe none of the other dudes did. Somebody asked me to kill someone, I might have to turn you in.
If they can't meet your price, you mean.
Right.
Right.
Which is $1 billion.
Right.
I mean, I have to think about it for a billion. I mean, who is it? Is it a bad person?
It doesn't look like you'll be able to wear this Halloween trend to the Halloween work party.
Oh.
But it's going around. People are painting their bare butts to look like jack-o'-lanterns and calling that a costume.
Oh. So this isn't just a no costume? This is only for warmer climates, I assume.
I'm guessing. You gonna do that?
You know, I actually do paint my butt with, I just wear pants all the time. I always have some funny saying or, you know, one side's like the quotation bubble and the other side's like, you know, Calvin and Hobbes or something. You know, I'm hilarious on my butt.
On your butt.
But, you know, you just never get to see it.
That's too bad.
Yeah.
A 15-year-old kid in Chicago named Josh Bangert recently noticed his vision in his left eye was a little blurry.
Oh.
So he started to fear he'd need glasses. Last month, he went to the doctor and was diagnosed with Leber's hereditary optic neuropathy.
What is that? That sounds awful.
It means he's going blind.
Oh.
There's nothing anyone can do about it. There's no surgery or medication for it.
Oh.
He could even lose his vision as soon as by the end of the year.
Oh, my God. Just in this one eye? Or the other eye's now
like
acting
both,
up, too.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. This is horrible.
He's devastated, but he's, you know, trying to come to terms with it. He's on a mission to see as much as possible while he still can, though.
Oh.
So he made a bucket list of all the stuff he'd like to see before his vision goes, stuff like Niagara Falls. You been there?
I haven't.
In the new season of Sinner, there's footage of Niagara Falls. It is fantastic.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
But I've never been there either.
Yeah. My dad and my husband did a road trip together one time, and they went there. They did the whole raincoat thing.
It looks magnificent.
It's just enormous. You can't believe the volume of water.
I don't know that I would make the trip, but it does look spectacular. Anyway, that's on his list. Also seeing a live NBA game on his list. Now hundreds of random people online are making it happen by stepping up and donating over $37,000 to help him see whatever he can while he still can.
That's very sweet.
He doesn't know how much time he has, so he's already started. He had front row seats to a Bulls game last week.
Oh, wow.
He got to water ski for the first time. And last Friday, he flew to California to go see the mountains and the ocean.
Mm. And where is he from?
Chicago.
Okay.
A 15-year-old kid that's going blind.
Oh, God. 15 years old.
There's GoFundMe doing something cool, right?
Yeah, once in a while, it seems like that's absolutely worth it.
Here's another cool GoFundMe story. An Army medic named Louis Ocampo left his home in Charlotte last month when his National Guard unit got called up for Hurricane Florence relief. While he was gone, someone broke into his house and looted it.
Oh, my God.
They stole his computer.
Why do people suck so bad? I know. That sucks. This guy's going to help other people.
And then he gets his computer and his gaming system and a bunch of other stuff stolen. So his friends started a GoFundMe campaign to raise enough money to replace his stuff. Their goal was $5,000. They raised three times that.
Oh, that's a nice one, too.
Lewis, though, said, I'm not trying to make money off you guys. I just wanted my stuff back. So he told him to stop accepting donations. He wasn't going to take advantage of people's generosity by accepting more than he needed. So he took all that extra money and gave it away. Some of it went to another soldier who had to move into a hotel after a tree fell on his house during a storm.
Oh.
And he gave the rest to a charity called Soldiers and Airmen Assistance Fund. GoFundMe. Doing good stuff.
Have you seen the pumpkin butt yet?
Yeah, I'd like to see that.
No. Is it good?
Let's see the pumpkin
butt. It's great.
Oh, dear Lord.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I only caught a glimpse because, as usual, the monitor went black. Mm-hmm. Oh, there we go.
Yikes.
Check this one out. So there's a few.
Right? So these people are buried in hay.
What website did you find it on?
It was hard for me
just
to find.
Come in here. Oh, come in here and see this.
This must not really be a trend. This is
check
like,
this one out.
Yeah,
right
this
here.
Is just...
Oh dear!
Oh boy!
Okay,
oh,
that's
my gosh.
Oh, that was. Back. Oh wow, those are chicks.
You know what? Don't. Well,
everybody's in here. Let's go.
Yeah. Well, everyone wants to see the jack-o'-lantern butts. Right, yeah, I'm a little disappointed right. that there aren't
gonna,
triangle eyes cut in that.
I'm going to go to the X-rated one.
Anyway.
Whoa!
I probably should have tried to look that up before I did the story.
It's all right.
This story out of Sacramento, I thought it was worthwhile, as I've definitely more than once, I still haven't learned the lesson. You know when you try to carry more things than you should because you just don't want to make another trip and you fill your arms with stuff.
Or you forgot your bag in your car.
And you got all the stuff and they're trying to just, now you got to try to kick the door.
Right.
And you end up dropping everything and you go, man, I could have done
that in two trips.
And I wouldn't now be crawling around under the car trying to get my coffee mug and the other thing that I need to...
Two trips, people.
California Highway Patrol pulled over a driver just outside Sacramento last week because they were only doing 30 miles per hour on an interstate.
Oh.
And the reason they were driving so slow is because the guy was driving a U-Haul truck towing a car trailer that had an SUV on it that was also towing a camping trailer. All of this linked
three
to get three
trailers
things
being,
linked together.
Oh, my God.
Oh. The daisy chain was so unstable that going super slow on the highway was the only option. But of course, that was
not an option,
right?
Really.
They say that making it even less safe was the SUV was only being held onto the trailer by a few straps on its tires, on its front tires only.
Oh my God.
So the CHP had no...
That is an S show right there. Like, you pull up on that. That's one of those things you almost don't want to pass it. You're like, I just know the ass end of that is going to whip over and just knock me off the highway. Like, that is one steering wheel jerk away from being a serpentine destructo juggernaut.
And what did you say at the start of the story? Two trips, people.
Two trips.
You got to take two trips.
Actually, that guy needed to take three trips.
Right.
It's like, this is not a game of Caterpillar.
Oh, Hooman, this is for you.
Oh, my God. Look at this.
Because you love this. Oh, that's the thing.
Holy crap. Yeah, so he's got a U-Haul, then the trailer with the SUV, and then what looks like a camper.
Yeah. Yeah, I said
that's
all that.
That's incredible.
But that is the picture, certainly.
That's incredible.
That's real life going down the road for you.
This is that is not real life. That's
Hooman,
just,
you
yeah,
love
absolutely.
My pain. You love to swim in it. So this story is for you.
Here we go. All right.
Let's
pain. Backstroke into...
Snap falls to an all-new low after a media analyst says the company is quickly running out of money.
Oh, no.
Who's the media analyst? Is somebody reputable?
I don't know.
Oh, man.
They've now dropped to an all-new low.
Of?
You want me to say it?
Oh, yeah, you can say it. You see?
$6 and?
Oh, they dropped below $7.
Yeah,
I was telling you to sell $5 ago. The Evan Spiegel dude, is that Victoria's Secret model going to break up with him now?
Well, that's what I'm... I mean, why are they together?
Well, he must have sold off a ton of stock to turn that into cash so he wouldn't have to worry, right?
Let's hope.
Well, let's not hope.
Let's hope.
I just lost some money on him. He should lose some money, too.
I know nobody from Google listens because they're so highbrow, but this is their opportunity. I know it's not true. This is their opportunity. Google Plus is about to be shut down, and they need some kind of social media something. Don't they?
Isn't Amazon like right on the edge of doing something with Snap? They're doing something you can.
Oh God! I hope someone.
Please, jumps someone
in.
Pump some life into Snapchat for Vinny's sake. It's been a fun saga.
Thanks for bringing that. Bryn's on vacation for the next 2 weeks, everyone.
Listen, the Plappa Plappa form thing, it was so true that they ended up shutting down Google Plus. Like, you won.
Yeah, it's
in
gone.
That battle. Yeah, that Plappa Plappa form is
They're
gone.
They're listening to you.
They shut it down.
They were like, he's right.
That
we
was in the
just
news yesterday.
Right.
Google Plus, over.
Over.
Thanks to whom?
Oh, and another thing, it also got hacked.
Yeah. Right. Oh, by
Sorry
the way, we
that.
Didn't tell you about that because right. we were like going to shut it down anyway, but.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple for you. Sarah, are you going to start over-texting Matt Nathanson again?
I'm not. I will not be contacting Matt Nathanson.
But you guys did hit it off yesterday. So
we hit it off the other time, too. I'm telling you, he's very friendly, and I misread. And he was going to do the, I think he did like a karaoke thing with us, and I just thought we were going to be pals. And, I mean, we're friendly. He's an acquaintance.
650 says, I love the magic marker sweaty tattoo story. That was excellent.
That was pretty funny.
That he, what did he say? I forget how he wedged himself into his mom's leather pants.
He sausaged himself into his mother's leather pants and was doing splits off the bed with a hand-drawn Union Jack flag that was bleeding through onto his sweaty chest. Matt Nathanson.
Beautiful.
He was so good yesterday. If you did not hear that interview, you should go back and listen to it. He's great. He's so funny. And we even talked about it before. Like, someone had texted in, who's this comedian you have on? Because he's that funny. You go yep. and see him live, and yes, the songs are absolutely great. He's a great music performer, but it's between the songs that really just knocks you out. He's so funny. And the show's different every time. He's hilarious. He's great.
Don't ever play Yoko again. That was scary.
We have to play Yoko. They're asking for it. Now just play the Imagine. That's wonderful. It's like you're an 80-year-old woman.
415 says, "Who the hell is buying her music?" She got the Beatles money.
Yeah, she doesn't need to sell any music.
She got all the Beatles to Julian's horror. Mm. She got all the Beatles money,
yep.
and so right.
Add that to the movie
Ooh,
intro.
Don't add that. Ooh.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Scott Caparo's coming up in the trash after the
Scott today?
Yep.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.